The church we know celebrates today the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist, one of those four inspired writers of the Gospels. And when you read St. Mark's Gospel, it's the shortest in length of all four. But we should not let that in any way deter us from meditating on what he writes about, because what Mark writes of, the other three do as well. The public earthly life of Jesus, beginning to end. Of course, each of the evangelists has a specific or a more particular intent for the Christian communities for which they're writing this gospel, part of which is to preserve what the apostles themselves experienced, so that there was an assurance among the Christians that what we read, what we listen to, is the authentic preaching of the gospel, which it is. But in St. Mark's gospel, if you read it beginning to end, one of the obvious characteristics is Jesus is active. Right from the first verse of chapter 1 through the very end, announcing that the kingdom of God is at hand and all are to repent and believe. Everything in it is Jesus doing that. And that's precisely what he did in his earthly life. We find it in all of the Gospels, but the whole point is summed up by St. Mark in that last verse. Upon the ascension of Jesus, the apostles wasted no time. They did exactly as Jesus not only did, but instructed them they were to do. In there lies a good lesson for all of us. We need to more closely pattern our daily lives after the example that Christ himself gives us. Obedience to the will of the Father, wasting no time, but with word and example, living that kingdom of God which is among us, Christ himself.